Today's episode is brought to you by the Trials Course. The Trials is put on by the cadre of the Special Forces Experience. Yours truly is leading the mindset piece. A lot of that work is from the old Clarity Academy curriculum. And then Aaron Guyette is doing the physical mastery. Really, he's teaching you how to program for yourself, how to fitness program for yourself. So along with the mindset, along with the fitness piece, we also have Jeff DePozzi, the founder of the Special Forces Experience, who once per quarter throughout the course gives you a contemplation. And this is just incredible for really coming to your own answers and figuring out how to solve your own problems in life, whether it's physical, whether it's mindset. All of that is handled in the Trials course. And then also we have an online forum, online Slack channel, where everybody that's in the course is kind of talking about their wins, talking about their struggles. And of course, we have all the coaches in there that are also kind of offering advice. So registration for that is open only until Monday for this cohort. You can go to wayoftrials.com to register. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Coffee. My name is Rick Alexander. Happy Friday. Today's quote comes from Albert Einstein. Pretty smart guy. Probably heard of him. He said, learn from yesterday, live for today, and hope for tomorrow. But the important thing is not to stop questioning. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about questioning our own thoughts as a way of getting a little bit of relief from the things that are causing us suffering. I'm actually going to showcase another author's work and just talk about some of the ways that it's changed my life and maybe offer you the same thing. The first thing, though, I want to say before we get into today's show is, like, hey, right now we're in a time of chaos. Things are upside down. Markets have turned downward. There are some businesses and some markets that simply won't come back. That is true. And the reason I'm saying that is because I know how our internal tyrant can be, right? So I know that sometimes if we're sitting around the house, it's like, why the fuck are you being so lazy? Or why, whatever it is that you tell yourself, these are the kind of things I tell myself, like, I should be doing this. I should be doing something else. And look, maybe you should, but you're not, right? And when you're in the midst of chaos, when you're not grounded, is not the time to put pressure on yourself to make long-term decisions. And so perhaps instead of saying, I should have it figured out, maybe you tell yourself, I shouldn't have it figured out, because nobody does, because nobody has any idea what's going on. And so I just tell you that because maybe if you are putting pressure on yourself to make really tough decisions, which I know I tend to do, like, oh, what am I doing with this project? Or what am I doing with this part of my career? And I like want to push it. But the truth is, nobody knows what's going on right now, and it's okay. Like, it's okay if you don't know what's going on. There are times in life where the masculine energy, the directness, the doing, the hustling, the grinding is really important. And there are some people that spotted opportunity right away, and they're in that mode. And then there are some other businesses that they were just already set up for that, like Zoom. Like, they were living their life. I've been running my business off Zoom for years. Now, all of a sudden, we're put in a position where they become one of the biggest businesses in the world, right? Like, it's time for them to hustle, time for them to grind. And if you're on Zoom, you're starting to see all of the things that they've been doing differently, right? They basically just took Skype right out. But for a lot of others, there's a time for inquiry. There's a time for the feminine energy. There's a time to just sit back and watch the whole thing and try to find a pattern, trying to find an opportunity, try to figure out what's going on. But, like, to think that you have to make really tough decisions in times of chaos, it's just not true. So I would say that. And it's not even helpful or beneficial in the long term, right? So you might get down that road and realize you made a bad decision. So I would say just let some stuff play out, right? This is a long game. All the things that are going on right now are going to be going on for a while. There's no cure in sight. People aren't even in agreement about how it should be handled. So don't put pressure on yourself to make a tough decision, because if you put pressure on yourself and you're not finding the decision, you tend to get desperate, and desperate people tend to do stupid things. So look, maybe it's just a time that you sit back and, you know, work on yourself, figure it out, work on whatever your natural curiosities draw you to. And then when you're more grounded, you can make better long-term decisions. And I'm just saying that because I've seen a lot of advice come out, and some of it's good and some of it is just not applicable. Today, I want to talk about the work. I got this from an author named Byron Katie. She wrote a book called Loving What Is, and then she wrote another book called A Thousand Names for Joy. But really, the work is what she talks about in all of the things that I've read by her. And if you end up getting this book or following her stuff, look, I don't agree with everything that she does, but that would be weird if I did, right? So like, I just want to put that out there. Like, I really love this mindset work. I really love these four questionings. I love the way to really just get a little bit of freedom from your own suffering, but I don't agree with everything that she says, so just putting that out there. Just like probably you guys that listen to this don't agree with everything that I say, and that's what makes the world so cool. Okay, so the first prerequisite to this is you have to think about some stuff that's causing you some suffering, causing you pain. So I've been doing these worksheets on the work every morning. I've done some with some clients, and I've also been keeping the four questions on my phone. So if I start having a thought that's starting to cause me pain, I try to legitimately do the work just so I can identify what it is that's going on with me. So just think about something that that's causing you some distress or causing you some suffering in life, something you think should be different, some body you think should be different. I know sometimes with our parents, as we become adults, if we don't pull ourselves out of the child and adult roles, then we tend to run into a lot of friction, and we want our parents to be different and they want us to be the same. And so we run into friction that way. Or sometimes we have these little resentments with our partners because we feel like they don't listen to us or something like that. Just try to hone in on something that's going on for you that's causing you a little distress, because this will all make more sense in context if you can apply it to your own life. So we'll use this one. There's an example here. Paul doesn't listen to me. She's talking about her ex-husband, Paul. So you can think about how many times you've had a problem with people not listening to you. Now, the thing to understand is you have to be petty in bringing these things to the surface, because a lot of times in modern society, we have these misguided altruistic notions that we have to subjugate parts of ourselves because it's not acceptable to bring such petty complaints to the surface, right? So the problem though with that is that resentment has an appetite that you'll never be able to satisfy, and it will continue to grow until you acknowledge it. And so if you're considering doing this kind of work, I would say the first thing to understand is to just be as petty as you want. Think about the things that actually do bother you, because that's the only way that you'll actually get relief from them. And in the show notes of this episode, I'll actually link the book, and I'll also write the questions. If you want to copy them, paste them to your phone or something like that, you'll have the opportunity to do that. So question number one is it true? And so this is hard, because you're going to want to lean into your convictions on this one. But you have to ask yourself honestly. Sometimes a little bit of stillness helps. So I kind of try to meditate on these questions in the mornings. And you ask yourself, is it true? And it might be yes for you, right? So Paul doesn't listen to me, right? That's the one we're talking about. Is it true? Let's say yes. Okay, question number two. Can you absolutely know that it's true? Now, this is the one where I've had to really become honest with myself, especially when I'm thinking about things that make me really sad, honestly. Thinking about friends that have passed away that I feel like, okay, well, that was before their time. I mean, my best friend died at 22 years old. And so one of the gripes I had is, look, he should be here. The world would be better if he was here. So number two, though, is can you absolutely know that it's true? And the thing you run into with this question is you have a very finite mind. And so you're assuming that you know better than life, but honestly, you don't, right? You don't know how things unfold. You don't know that people aren't in better places. We just don't, right? We don't know really anything, right? So we have all these unknowns that we make assumptions about, and we assume life would be better. But if we're being super honest with ourselves, can you absolutely know that it's true? For me, most of the things that I have come to that are causing me pain, I get to a little bit of surrender in this question. It's like, no, I guess I can't. I can't know for sure. It would be false confidence if I said I know. I did know. So, okay. Can you absolutely know that that's true? Let's say no, because how could you? Number three, how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? Now, this is important to understand, right? So if we use the Paul doesn't listen to me, how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? If that's your partner, you probably act frustrated. You probably get pissed in some small way. When I think about friends that have passed away too early for me, that I think, how do I react? What happens? How do I feel when I believe that thought that the world would be better if they were here? Well, I get resentful of life and I also get pissed and I also get sad. A lot of pretty negative emotions that you carry around for a long time that are sort of the different stages of grief. Okay, so just recognize that. How do you feel when you believe whatever it is that you're believing? Now to question number 4, who would you be without that thought? Now, this one's interesting because this shines a light on, okay, let's say Paul doesn't listen to me. We'll go back to the first one. Who would you be without that thought? So let's say the thought, we already said, how do we feel when we have the thought? Okay, we feel frustrated, we feel pissed. Well, who would you be without that thought, right? What if you didn't have the thought at all that he doesn't listen to me? It's like, well, I guess I'd be fine. And that's the thing that I come to with a lot of these. I'm like, well, if I didn't believe that thought, you know, that the world would be better if they were here, that they should listen to me, that, you know, they should be more open-minded. If I didn't have that thought about different people and different circumstances in my life, the thing that I normally arrive at is I would be fine. Now, what this shines a light on is the fact that the problem is not reality. The problem, in fact, is what is not reality, right? The problem is the thought. The problem is you. And you are using the world as a projector. And so you're projecting what's ultimately you onto the world, and it's causing you a lot of pain. And the more you hold on to these thoughts about how things should be different or how things could be better, what happens is you cause yourself suffering. You realize that it's not reality at all, because if you didn't have the thought, you wouldn't be suffering. And so, look, I can't do these questions for you, but I know as I've asked myself honestly about all of these different questions, all the different things that cause me pain, I realize, wow, it's not reality that I'm having an issue with. It's what I've made up. What's not reality, right? It's the problem is accepting things as it is. Now, you might have the feeling that if you began to accept all kinds of things as they were, that would take away your tenacity, your drive, your ambition, your desire to make the world a better place. My understanding of this work so far, since I've been doing it myself, is that that's not the case. Actually, if anything, I think I have more of a natural inclination to bring joy to different aspects of my life and make the world a better place, because I'm not suffering needlessly to my own mind nearly as much. And so when I start to suffer, like I said, I just ask myself those 4 questions. Is it true? Can you absolutely know that it's true? Or are you assuming something about the universe that you know better? 3, how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? Well, that's the suffering part. So you understand, man, I don't feel so good about believing this thought. I should be skinnier. How does that make you feel? Well, it makes me feel inadequate. Okay, well, who would you be without that thought? So you would just say, like, okay, then I'm the perfect weight. Then who would you be if that were the case? You'd be like, well, I'd be fine. It's like, okay, so it's not reality. It is your thought. I know I'm belaboring this point, so I'm going to move on here. At the end, there's a turnaround. So you find 3 genuine examples of how the turnaround is true in your life. So I'm not going to go through that on this podcast. If you're interested in this work, though, I would definitely grab the book or, you know, just start working through these kind of things in your own life. She has a ton of free content out there, and the questions are pretty straightforward, but it does help to see that you are the one that's caused a lot of your suffering. And, you know, honestly, when you start to see that the thing that's causing your suffering is actually the thought about what's not true, you know, because you could say, well, the only things that are actually true are reality, right? That's the only real truth that we have, the only litmus test for what's real. So everything outside of that is a confabulation. And when you start to see that all of these confabulations are causing you suffering, it becomes a lot easier to let them go for whatever reason. It's like you shine a light on them. You see them as they are, as these thoughts that, quite honestly, they're like splinter cells, right? These thoughts, they convince ourselves that they're for us. We should be skinnier. It's like they convince ourselves that they're doing us some kind of service. And the truth is, they're just causing us suffering. Now, if you want to change your weight, you just change your weight, right? You just start like doing the things that you want to do. But all of the self-loathing and all of the inner war that's going on as a result of the thoughts that you're having, those aren't actually helping, right? I can tell you all the things I beat myself up for in my life, I rarely change, right? I just continue to beat myself up and feel bad for them. So the truth is, if you can let go of the thoughts and the things that are causing your suffering, what happens is you're in a better place to, one, accept reality as it is, and then two, you just proceed however you want to because you no longer have any thoughts about what should happen or what should be. That's been my work and my experience in this work anyway. And so this has been massively beneficial in my own life. It's great to see where you are contributing to your own suffering just because you think that reality should be different than it is. I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing weekend. We'll talk next week on Morning Coffee. We'll be right back.